From the Capitol in Madison, this is WIS Politics Midday.
I'm Stephanie Hoff, your host, and this podcast is brought to you by Spectrum. Vice President Mike Pence is in Wisconsin today. His first stop is at the Waukesha STEM Academy, and then he's off to the inaugural Faith in America tour event in Pewaukee. This is the Vice President's fourth trip this year to Wisconsin, more than what's usually been the case for past vice presidents. GOP Congressman Brian Steil offered some comments on that at a WISPolitics.com luncheon.
Wisconsin's tip of the spear, and I think it's great that we're going to have both the president and the vice president in the state of Wisconsin in the same week. I don't have the stats as to how often that's ever occurred in any of the 50 states, but my guess is that's not a common occurrence. I think it tells you a lot about the importance of Wisconsin.
I'm on the line with Pat Pobleti today. Are these visits all for the Trump campaign? What else is Pence up to in Wisconsin?
Well, Stephanie, you mentioned this is going to be his fourth stop here in Wisconsin, and this fourth stop will bring it to an even 50-50 split in terms of campaign events and official stops in his capacity as the vice president. So the two campaign events are obviously the one today, and he also joined President Trump for a Milwaukee rally in January. For his official stops, he made one at the state capitol also in January for a pro-school choice event, and then also visited a GE healthcare facility in Madison in April to kind of tout the company's efforts to produce ventilators. Worth noting here, Stephanie, Pence also had a campaign event planned for Onalaska in early March, but he canceled that to deal with the early stages of the COVID-19 pandemic.
And President Trump is scheduled to visit on Thursday. Pat, what does his schedule look like?
He's heading up to Green Bay, Stephanie, and he's visiting Ficcantieri Marinette Marine. And the reason for that is because they're a shipbuilder and they were recently awarded a very large federal contract to build frigates for the U.S. Navy. Now, just this morning, we learned he's also planning to do a town hall with Fox News host Sean Hannity after he visits Marinette Marine. So that will be at the Green Bay Austin Straubel International Airport.
Both the president and the vice president are facing some strong opposition from the other side of the aisle. How have Wisconsin Dems responded to the GOP visits?
It's not just Wisconsin Dems, Stephanie. It's also federal Dems. But ahead of Pence's visit, State Dem Party Chair Ben Wickler accused the Trump administration of failing the state with its response to the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as the financial crisis, saying essentially that Wisconsinites are hungry for change. We also heard just this morning from National Dem Party Chair Tom Perez, who is fairly indignant and accusatory towards the president. Now, he hit Trump on the farm crisis, saying that Trump had the audacity to travel to Wisconsin last year and declare that farmers were over the hump. Perez said essentially farmers aren't over the hump. What they are is over the barrel.
And you can see coverage on Pence's visit today and Trump's visit on Thursday at WISPolitics.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Thanks for tuning in.
This has been WIS Politics Midday. For more state government and political news, visit WISPolitics.com.